Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I'm in charge. Haven't you seen you can't control nothing but yourself? I'm in charge, and if you let me, I'll work things out for you. Don't bargain away your life because of shoulda, coulda, woulda. Don't bargain away your life because you wish you had done something different years ago. God wants to do something in you now, hallelujah. What you need to do is, God, here I stand. Here I stand just as I am, God, and I need you to take it from this moment into my future.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Examine the Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
But my point is that we being parents, we know when our children pull that heartstring, we move, right? Well, the Bible said you then being evil. He said you're evil and you do that. How much more your Heavenly Father that has covenant? If you ask of him anything according to his will, he hears you and he will give you the petition that you desire of it. Because he's a good, good father. That's who I am. That's who you are. And I'm loved by him. I said I'm loved by my father. That's why I come against chronic issues with fathers in the name of Jesus. I was speaking up in Raleigh on yesterday, and I told the men, if you have a relationship or no relationship with your father, it will hinder the way you worship God. That's why the enemy is always trying to block people with their relationship with their natural father, because he don't want them to give God praise. He doesn't want you to ever to let your heart soar so God can show you that he's a covenant-keeping God. That's why I come against the issue in the name of the Lord, and I attack the second heaven, the demonic spirits that seen God stand over you, and they try to mimic God, and they put a mark on your back even from your youth to see you hindered so you won't be what God has called you. I come against that move in the name of Jesus. I call out the strategy of the enemy. He doesn't have any stronghold over your life. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your soul knows it well. God is going to work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. In spite of that bad daddy, God is going to back you up and do what he promised he would do in your life. Can somebody say amen? Well, I'll preach if y'all say amen. Glory to God. God wants you to see him as a loving God and you as his child. You got to start saying, Father God. Glory to God. Hebrews 8 says you can even cry out, Abba. That means daddy. Glory to God. That kind of relationship comes with time for you to realize it. Actually, you can say it as soon as you get saved, but many of us don't feel it. That's why we need to get healed. So you can cry out, Abba. 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 I need you now. Abba. Glory to God. Abba, I need you now. I'm not ashamed, glory to God. I know there are things that I can't do. There's stuff working in me that I need God to heal and to open up, glory to God. And I'm not ashamed to say, Abba, Abba, I need you, glory to God. I need you to move in my life. I don't know what to do here. I got an impasse. I don't know how to get around this. There's a sea before me and an enemy behind me. I don't know how to cross this. I don't know how to negotiate this. I don't know how to maneuver right now. Abba. Abba, I need you to work with me. Glory to God. And if you start moving that way, get your pride out and start crying out to Abba. You're going to see Abba show up as Daddy God. And daddies don't wait for conditions to be right. All they need is a voice. My baby called me. I'm getting up. Even if I got to drive to Tallahassee. Even if I got to drive to Atlanta. Even if I got to drive to Chicago. I'm coming to get you. Glory to God. They may not want you, but you're mine. And I'm coming to get you. I don't care if you're in college. I don't care if wherever you are. I don't care if you move to the Gulag Acapella Corps. You need to know that if God is your daddy, he's coming to get you. I'm trying to build somebody's confidence in the covenant keeping God, because you're judging it based on you. You can't even judge it based on leadership. Eli failed, but God never fails. Whew. I'll preach myself happy. Strut with it. He promises to bless us as we obey these conditions. Covenant always comes with conditions. He's a covenant-keeping God. Glory to God. Making and keeping covenant qualities qualifies us to receive the blessings of the Lord. God is a covenant-keeping God with Abraham. He knew Abraham couldn't keep the covenant. This is what's amazing to me, because natural covenants come with conditions. But God is so loving. He said to Abraham, I'm cutting covenant with you, but I know you can't keep your end of the deal. So he breathed on him, and he went to sleep. Like he died. He went so, he was so caught up in the sleep. He couldn't move. The scripture says it was a deep sleep. Glory to God. And then God made covenant with himself to make sure that every part of it will be fulfilled. He loves you that much. He knows what you can't keep. So he goes into covenant with himself. I'll explain later. I believe this is a church of covenant. And our goal here is to ensure that the church and our families and this generation, even the next generation, are led by strong, able, capable, Christ-like men and women. That's why in our leadership, as Delia was able to stand, the prophetic Delia was able to stand before you and to minister the word, we need strong leadership in our court, on our team that can stand before you to lead not only you, but capable members of the church and even those in the next generation. We want to make sure that you are led by capable Christ-like men and women so they can lead us into a Christ-like character that we can embrace and show to the world. And we believe that these men and women of character will also have conviction of the highest priorities. Conviction of the highest priorities. And so discipleship training is so important to covenant relationship. Knowing the word is tailored specifically for men to focus, because if we can get you, we can get your entire family. But if we can't get you, we may get the mother and the children. But we need to get you. Can the men say amen? Anybody seen my town? It was there. I think I took it accidentally. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Man, God wants to cut covenant with you. Not with just your children and your wife, but he wants to cut covenant with you. He's making a promise to you. And so your training is so important. It's tailored especially for you. It focuses on you, equipping you to act like men, that in everything he might have preeminence. According to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, that God wants to have preeminence. If he can't get the man in the family, he has not captured preeminence. He wants you to go into covenant with him. That's why I want to adopt all men, even those who are watching on the internet. Please like and share this Facebook feed. Don't just share it. Like it on the Truth Reveal profile page, and then share it, and you can comment on the Truth Reveal profile page. Please do that. And also, every man can join the AIM men's group on our Facebook. On Facebook, you can join AIM. There's some ladies who've joined it as well. We want you to be able to come on board and to hear what we're saying to you. We need 10,000, 30,000 joining that group. Come on, I'm thinking bigger. Come on, you can't have a big 10 for me and go back to a small 4. Come on, we got to think big, right? That's where we are right now, thinking bigger. We need to think bigger. Think bigger. Start proclaiming bigger. We're not just going out to the Crown Plaza and thinking big and then go back to small. Expand your mind in every capacity. I'm calling out big numbers, 10, 20, 30,000. 100,000 buying my book, 1 million. Y'all can't help me? Yeah. I'm thinking bigger. Maybe we've been locked up in small and we can praise others that we don't know and say that was wow, but God wants to raise up 7 of you. He wants you to be more extraordinary, more impactful, more great in the name of the Lord. He wants you to step into preeminence. That's why he's after you, man. That's why your heart hurts. Because he's after you. He's not going to let you rest. You're going to have to throw your hand in the air and wave them like they just don't care. Say, Jesus, I love you. Oh, yeah. We have what we call a men's advance reloaded. Aim and reload. We just finished what we call a straight up alpha conference, where God wants to grow or to come into covenant with your manliness and to take you to another dimension. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, after the death of Moses, verse 1, my servant, the Lord came, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Notice, Joshua was called because he ministered to Moses. He didn't even say he was God's minister. Don't jump over that. Joshua was a covenant-keeping man with his leader. He's described here. Later on, you'll see in the book of Joshua, he's called God's minister. But he's not chosen because he's God's minister. The Bible says he's Moses' minister. It's very clear, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land that I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Here we see God taking the son of Nun, Moses' minister, and qualifying him to take lead. And the Bible says he poured water on the hands of Moses. He was his attendant, his not armor bearer, greater than his attendant. He was the one that made sure his life was ministered to. Moses is taking care of everybody else. Joshua made sure he took care of Moses. And for that, he was qualified to lead a nation. He picked up a lot by being close to his spiritual leader. He picked up a lot. He was a more fierce warrior as well. But notice, he wasn't ready for Moses to die. He was used to fitting that slot. Suddenly, Moses is taken out. And one of the reasons why God has snatched great people out of your life is because it's time for you to grow now. Many of us, and I perceive it, I don't know what's going on, but we're going through what I call grief periods. A grief period. Many of us are going through grief. I can sense it this morning. And you're grieving heavily, but God wants you to spin out of it. Denial, anger, bargaining. I wish I had done something different. Maybe if I'd moved this way, this wouldn't be happening. God's saying, I'm in charge. Haven't you seen? You can't control nothing but yourself. I'm in charge. And if you let me, I'll work things out for you. Don't bargain away your life because of shoulda, coulda, woulda. Don't bargain away your life because you wish you had done something different years ago. God wants to do something in you now. Hallelujah. What you need to do is, God, here I stand. Here I stand just as I am, God. And I need you to take it from this moment into my future. Glory to God. After bargaining, you got depression. And I believe many of us are stepping into that pitfall of depression and we haven't been able to spin out of it. I know you lost some people. I know some things hurt in your life, but you can't stay there forever. Glory to God. And I say that gently because I've been through it as well, but I know what I'm saying here. We must arouse ourselves, awaken to a new call of God, a fresh, vibrant, and dynamic relationship with the Lord, the God of covenant, who can take us into our future. And just accept it is what it is. It is what it is, and I got to work with it, Lord. Thank you so much. Joshua had to get to that place. He wasn't ready to lose his spiritual leader. But he said, Moses is dead. Now take the people over. And that loved one that you love is gone. They will never come back this way. And I have to say it that way. Now get up, take you and your brood and your clan, and let's move forward. And let God worry about what we can't do. I say that gently, but I believe I needed to say it. Glory to God. And in this move, what are some of the things that God wants us to do? Number one, God wants us to be more assertive. Your next requires you to be more assertive. Laid back, resting back, waiting on people to step forward is not where it needs to be. You need to be preemptive. Think about it. Think out ahead of yourself. Let God give you a little vision for your life and where you're going so you can increase your assertiveness. Secondly, God wants you to remain accessible. Your next requires you to be accessible. If I call you or if I count you, can I count on you to show up? If I count you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 20, 35, 40, 45, 50, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 100. If I count you in the number, can I count on you to be accessible, to show up? Glory to God. So we need to be assertive and accessible. And then thirdly, we need to be able or capable. I was sharing with my staff, we need to be capable, we need to be motivated, and we need to make sure we develop a good attitude. Those three things are next necessary if we're going to be men and women of covenant. I got to say it again. We need to be accessible, we need to be assertive, and we need to be able or capable. With that comes motivation and a good attitude. We've heard it before. Your attitude will determine your altitude. God is all God. He's in charge and he's large, but he needs us to have a good attitude. Because God wants to raise up leaders and then leaders of leaders and then leaders of teams. He wants to raise up leaders and then leaders of leaders and then leaders of teams out of this group. And our leadership shouldn't look the same every year. Sometimes we need new leadership. And that's why those that's been running for Jesus and been in the ministry have to move over and allow some maneuvering to go on, even like a chessboard, as we move forward. I know it's hurting. It hurts to move. But don't fall in love with your ministry. Fall in love with Jesus. I didn't say don't fall in love with your church. I'm talking about the ministry that you're in within your church. You don't start developing your identity around that. Develop your identity around Christ. Because if you have to move, your heart will be hurting. Amen? You're more valuable to the organization, to the church at large, when you're able to move smoothly and fluently and still support. I've moved some usher leaders, and the usher leader that was don't leave the church. They still start serving the new leader. That's the kind of mindset you need. That's the kind of mindset that you need. Even leaders can become complacent and a little too relaxed in their position. But when God moves you over, it doesn't mean you leave the ministry because you hurt, because they took you down and they don't appreciate you no more. Get with the ministry and keep it moving. Glory to God. Can somebody say amen? That's the kind of maturity that we need in church in the 21st century. There's some people that they work with finance. You move them. They like finances like a position of authority. What are you talking about? You're an accounting steward. That means you make sure everything counted is a president accounted for. You're a steward over that, not a controller. They buying a computer. I didn't know. You don't have to know. You work for a company, don't you? Don't they have a CFO? A chief financial? What are you talking about? This is that old type religion that we've had for years where people that can't even read the bank statements are in charge of finances. Not here. Y'all don't want me to go to my Jerry Curl wearing Stacey Adams. You don't want me to do that. I won't say it today. You're looking for that kind of ministry. That stuff is gone. Ain't nobody running church like that. Nobody. Glory to God. Please get that. So we need to be leaders. God is raising up leaders of leaders, leaders and leaders of teams. Sanctify your team regularly. Leaders of teams, if you're not sanctified regularly, you will begin to putrefy. It must be washed constantly. And the leader of teams need to keep a good attitude because you can pollute your team with a bad one. If you are so tied to your leader that if they move, you get a bad attitude, you're off. You need to make sure you're connected with the mainframe. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need to develop an attitude because your person happened to move on. They don't run the whole show. That's with anybody in ministry. God can move me and put somebody else there. Lord, please don't do that. Please. Please don't do that. But nobody has a foothold on ministry like that. If they don't show up, it's all going to crumble. Y'all understand that? You got your confidence in the wrong people and the wrong thing. And God will make adjustments like that. Moses, my servant, is there. And if you've had somebody like a Moses to you, a mentor for years, and they happen to move on, stick with God. And God will help you. If you want to be an impactful person of covenant, and I'm going to get into the covenants of God, you want to be an impactful person, you need to understand impact. And it is an acronym. The I is for insight. Write it down. Hindsight plus foresight equals insight. And then internal light. Hindsight plus foresight equals insight. And then the light comes on, you have internal light. I say it again. Hindsight plus foresight equals insight and then internal light. It starts with insight. To get insight, you got to be able to glance over your shoulder at what you came out of. Hindsight. And then pierce toward the things that are before you, foresight. When you're able to tie the two together, you will have insight for living. And then the light comes on, you have internal luminosity. And when you can see, notice there is no light in your body, only through your eyes. If I cut you open right now, there is nothing but darkness there. The only light that comes into your body is through your eyes. So if the eyes are dim, we have no light at all. That's spiritually and naturally. So we need to be able to look behind, but don't stare at it. Just glance. Get the hindsight plus the foresight. You want to continue to look through your windshield in your life. God is before you. He's not behind. Your life and your future is before you, which will create insight. Light comes on with internal light. The M is for mission. One of the things our church is trying to do is establish everyone with a mission for life. If you know that God is a covenant-keeping God, how should you respond to that? You need to be a covenant-keeping people. Glory to God. That means some things are binding. First of all, nobody's going to mess up my faith with the Lord. No circumstance. If God is covenant keeping, I'm going to keep my covenant with him. Mission. Mission is so important. The mission and the vision, where there is no mission, where there is no vision, the people perish. actually the mission, the vision is greater than the people because they perish without it. And I know that sounds ignorant, but it's the truth according to the scripture. We perish if we have no direction, no unfolding revelation. That's why God keeps it fresh.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Examine the Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-0608. That's reference number 2203-0608.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Vacation Bible School Shine and Star 2.0 is right around the corner. VBS will kick off on Monday, July 18th and run through Friday, July 22nd. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. Bishop and Pastor Sabrina will celebrate their 29th wedding anniversary on Saturday, July 2nd. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Gift them your love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Reveal mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Reveal 2, and checks should be made payable to Truth Revealed and indicate wedding anniversary on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.